Welcome to the Kenkel Fritz and Friends podcast. If you want to hear the show, you can find it on Family Life Radio. If you want to find a station near you, you can go to myflr.org or stream it online.
And Misty, thanks so much for listening. Some highlights from today's show.
Too ambitious with the cleaning is what I say the reasoning is what's going on here. It's Kenkel Fritz and Friends with you on Family Life Radio, where you're digging through the trash trying to find what you threw away. What was it that you chucked? 888-888-9976. Jeannie is with us. What do you got?
It was trash day.
Oh, no.
And I took my children to school and came home, and I had a little bag of trash in my car, and I decided that, well, I got to throw my trash out. So I took it out and threw it in my bigger bag and took my bigger bag and threw it out front into the trash. And then a little bit later, I was going to work and went looking for my keys.
No.
Yes. And I had accidentally thrown my key into the trash.
Oh, no. So did the trash truck already come, or what happened?
Yes.
Oh, no.
Came. Yes. So I ended up having to figure out all the running around to get another key.
Yep.
And as you guys know, probably, that keys with the little automatic locks and stuff.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive.
Yeah, very expensive. But anyway, I learned my lesson.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I bet that doesn't happen a second time.
No, I don't. At least I hope not, anyway.
If you're like me and you grew up in Washington State, you never used an umbrella.
Yeah.
Even in Seattle.
Oh, okay.
That's just normal.
Really?
We found this thing that's what the state you grew up in reveals about you. If you grew up in Arizona, the only tree in your front yard was a saguaro. You feel cold when it dips below 85 degrees.
Oh, yeah. It's basically Christmas.
You know what a haboob is. That is a dust storm.
Okay.
You don't know that? If you're from Michigan, you know what Verner's is? It's really good root beer.
I thought we had somebody call one time. Too. I was about to say we had somebody call about the ginger ale once, yeah. And that was the first time I'd heard the brand.
You use your hand to describe where you live in the state.
Yes, I've heard people do that.
Yes. I live over here. I used to live, by the way, the fat part of your hand, the lower left part of your hand.
That's the fatty part of the hand.
I used to live over there in West Michigan.
Okay.
It's kind of funny. How about New Mexico? You know that food is something that comes with your red or green chilies. I love that. But you can't find a decent sopapilla anywhere.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's true.
Really? Huh.
Georgia. Besides water, you drink only sweet tea or Coke. And this is what I love about Georgians. Hey, I'd like to have a soda. Oh, okay. What kind of Coke do you want? I'll have a Sprite.
Same thing in Texas.
Yeah, Texas talks that way too.
Except when it comes to Dr. Pepper, I think that's like the one distinguishable one that they're very passionate about.
Well, of course, Dr. Pepper came from Texas. Absolutely. Yeah. I love this one. Florida, you don't notice sweat. I'm going to challenge that one. Maybe a Floridian can call in, because Misty, you and I used to live in the Houston, Texas area.
Yeah, and I've lived in Florida too.
And that is one sweaty...
Yep.
I notice sweat
and it's the humidity. Like, you step outside.
Oh, wow.
And it's just like, I need a shower again.
You do. You got to go back in and take a shower. Uh-huh. If you'd like to chime in, give us a call. 888-888-9976. Welcome to the Little Laughs Comedy Club, where little kids tell jokes. And do we have the rim shot ready, Alex? There we go. All right. Okay. Family Life Radio. Oh, by the way, if you want to chime in, you got a little kid, 888-888-9976. Who is this?
Hi, this is Melinda.
Hi, Melinda.
Well, my daughter Adelaide has a joke for you if you're ready to hear it.
Awesome.
Why did the chicken cross the road?
We've always wanted to know this, and we never get a good answer. So yes, I'm glad that you've called in, Adelaide. Yeah, tell us.
To get to your house.
To get to your house.
Knock.
Oh, who's there?
The chicken.
So we had an opportunity to talk to Karen Pence. You probably know who that is. Former second lady. She has written a book. And it's all about finding God's will. It's called When It's Your Turn to Serve, Experiencing God's Grace in His Calling for Your Life. And so when it comes to someone asking you to do something, maybe you're wondering, well, should I do this? That's the biggest thing. It's hard to say no to some people. So what do you do? This is what she said.
There was a time when the kids were little, I was in Bible study fellowship, and the teaching leader said, Karen, you would be a great small group leader. And if you're familiar with Bible study fellowship, when you have a small group, it's maybe 8 to 10 other women, but the leader is required to also go the day before for the entire morning and be trained in what the lesson is going to be for that week. Then they also attend the Bible study the next day. And they also call every member of the group every week and talk through the lesson. It's a big time commitment. So this wonderful teaching leader, who I absolutely love and admire so much, she said, I feel like maybe God is calling you to be one of the small group leaders. You'd be great. And I said, oh, I don't think so. I don't think he's calling me to do that. But she said the right thing to me, because she's such a wise woman. She said, will you commit to go home and talk with Mike about it, and both of you pray about it, and then tell me? And we did. We talked through it. We prayed through it. And I called her back and I said, my ministry is Michael, Charlotte, and Audrey. So sometimes, you know, you don't want to get overcommitted with, quote, doing good for God if it's not really where He's calling you.
That's so good. I love that. Turning down people, that's tough to do.
It is.
Yeah. It's the book is When It's Your Turn to Serve, Experiencing God's Grace in His Calling for Your Life. Check out the full interview in our podcast.
Family Life Radio.
Sharing what God is accomplishing in our lives. It's the good news of the day with Kenkel, Fritz, and friends. And we're joined by Rainbow. What's your good news?
So I am blessed to work at the Gospel Rescue Mission, where part of my job is interviewing guests. It's just amazing to me how when they hear that I went through the program and I was in addiction for 30 years and went through a lot of things, that it opens them up to share their story. And that in turn affects a lot of people.
I love that.
Yeah, that's terrific.
You know, there's a huge difference when maybe talking to somebody that, you know, is trying to get you out of your addiction, but they've never dealt with that.
Right.
But that the fact that you've been there, done that, that had so much credence.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And value.
Yeah.
You're living proof.
Exactly. Yeah, that you can overcome it.
Yes.
Totally living proof. And plus, like, I wouldn't change the stuff. It was like living hell when I was going through it, but I wouldn't change it because it can help so many other people.
You know, it does go back to that thought, you know, we've all been through tragedy. Would you remove the tragedy knowing it's helping other people? I said, wow.
Yeah.
That's a tough question.
That is a very tough question.
Yeah. I don't know that I can answer that the way I should.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Wow. Okay. But that's awesome how you're able to minister to others. Well, that's awesome, though. Congratulations. I love that.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
Thanks for all you do. I really love you guys. I listen to you guys all the time.
Oh, thank you. Hey, if you enjoy the good news today, the only way it works is if we get new people telling us their good news stories. Tell us that story right now. Call this number, 888-888-9976. If you're like me, maybe you have a dog and you've had to drop it off at a kennel or sitter. It's Kenkel, Fritz, and friends with you on Family Life Radio. This is brand new to us. We haven't had a dog in years. Literally. My wife and I had a dog when we first got married. And when our daughter was born, she was diagnosed with multiple special needs, and we realized at this point she's spending so much time in the hospital, we really couldn't take care of the dog.
Yeah.
So we finally got a dog. He's a little Havanese puppy. They don't grow to be very big. They're small.
He's adorable.
He is so cute.
Fluff.
And I know I'm partial, but everyone else says he's cute too. So it's
he
cute
is.
Dog.
He's adorable.
Yeah. But, well, we had to go on a little trip. And so this is the first time we were being separated from our dog, and we found somebody on a Rover, which is an app where someone will actually just, not a kennel, but someone will sit your, you know, take care of your dog. You drop them off at their house, mm-hmm. basically. Guys, this was like leaving a child somewhere.
It is.
I was not prepared for this.
Aww.
I was not. I was totally, I mean, this was, we're like, I don't know, can I do this? And I was like, what happened to me? I don't understand.
You love the little biscuit.
I do.
He's adorable.
I've never felt this way.
That's why they call them fur babies, because they're your baby.
I guess so.
Yeah.
It's been so long since I've had a pet like that. I'm like, what's wrong with me? So we found a nice couple, and they did an amazing job of taking care of this. In fact, they sent us continual pictures nonstop on our little vacation.
Oh, good.
All I can say is when we picked up that dog, I think he liked them more than us. It's Kankel, Fritz, and Friends. So imagine walking through an airport and someone yells out, "Hey, Isaac, this man that's with me just got saved."
Awesome.
And to hear people cheering, just random people throughout an airport would know what that means. I love that. So we're asking, maybe that's happened with you lately. Has somebody in your life got saved? 888-888-9976. Renee is with us. Tell us what happened.
My youngest son, he just recently got saved.
Awesome.
September 1st.
How did that happen?
I've always read my Bible in the house in front of my children.
Uh-huh.
But he was in a deep, dark, dark place. Drugs, alcohol, hearing, demons.
Oh, wow.
And he's a totally different person. He is saved by the grace of God.
So did he just come to you and say, "I want to do this," or how did this happen?
He slowly started believing. He slowly started asking questions about the Bible, what I was reading uh-huh. in the Bible. You know, he would get more interested. And all of a sudden, he went to church with me one day.
Oh, wow.
Mm.
And that was just out of the blue. And he goes, I'll go to church with you. And I said, okay. He met my pastor and they got connected. And that's where he got saved, is with my pastor when they were out eating.
Oh, wow. Well, praise God.
Yes, I am. My heart always jumps for joy. And I know all my other children, once they see the joy is that's in him, you know, one day that they'll follow.
You know, I believe that is a prayer that God always answers.
Mm.
For the rest of the kids, there's a scripture in the Bible. I'm trying to remember what it says, but it says he and all his family got saved. I'm like, God wants families saved.
Yeah.
So I hope that encourages you today. There's someone you know in your family that doesn't know Jesus, that they would know him soon. Just pray for that person. Just and believe it, that God's going to save him someday.
Helping you experience hope. Family Life Radio.
Time for that joy report.
I've got joy down in my soul. I'm going to let this feeling take control. Joy.
Hey, what's bringing you joy? Let us know. 888-888-9976. How about yourself?
Good morning. What brings us joy is being a stay-at-home mom, driving to co-op for homeschool kids.
Co-op with the homeschool kids.
Yes.
That's fun. And that's where you're headed right now?
Yes, sir.
Now, co-op is where you kind of share the homeschooling duties with other people, correct?
Yes, sir.
So is that like a parent is good at math and so they teach it? Is that how that works?
That's it. It's not all academic. Some of it's skills like sewing.
Oh, okay.
It's like crowdfunding.
Crowdfunding the learning process.
Yes, there you
Everybody
go.
Pitches in.
Yep.
One person's good at sewing, one person's good at math, the other person's... I like that.
That's how it goes.
Yeah.
We get together, we have field days and potlucks and all kinds of activities, field trips.
You know, we need to bring the co-ops back in maybe a different fashion. Maybe a friend is good at plumbing. Maybe a friend is good at...
Yes, the adult co-op.
There you go.
Exactly.
I like
that idea.
Yes.
So if there's an adult listening right now that's good at plumbing, I need a new water softener in the house.
If somebody could teach my husband how to turn on the dishwasher before he goes to bed, that'd be great.
Yes.
Make that a part of the co-op. Love. What's the meaning of the word? You know, I think today it's harder and harder for our culture to understand what love is just because of what's sent our direction. You know, is it a feeling? Is it a feeling to be chased? But, you know, love is something that we give and it's something we receive, but must remember that love is primarily an action. and it's a choice before it's a feeling. I think that's good for us all to know. I saw this thing about love, and it was talking about more than anything else. I think we all think of romantic love.
Yeah.
Or the love I have for someone. Like, I really love my son. And that's not exactly the same thing. It really is what you do for somebody. That's love more than anything. It is an action. Love is gritty. Love is selfless, and love always seeks the good of another before our own. And Jesus showed this kind of love on the cross when he died for us on our behalf. That's true love.
I love it.
Yeah.
And it's so hard to wrap your mind around.
I know.
As a human.
So I think this, if you sometimes don't feel like you're romantically in love, maybe you're married, you know, with your spouse, that comes and goes. Sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. I know that you always love that person deep down.
You have to choose it as an action.
Exactly. But what I've noticed is this, is when you act in love, then all that gushy stuff comes along with it.
It gets returned. Yeah, it exactly.
Hope you enjoyed the podcast. If you want to learn more about The Morning Show or to get in touch with us, head over to myflr.org.
Thanks for listening to the Kinkle Fritz and Friends podcast, heard on Family Life Radio. We would appreciate it so much if you could rate, review, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. You can also find more exclusive content at myflr.org and FLR Mornings on both Facebook and Instagram. And if you support Family Life Radio, thank you.